Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Radio Church, contending for the faith
broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We're going to be talking about the pastors who scatter the sheep. We're going to be coming from Jeremiah 23. Where it talks about, it says, starting at the first verse, it says, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall there be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, and I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that there shall be no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, for the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries whither I had driven them. And they shall dwell in their own land. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets, and all my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcometh, because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing and the land, the swearing of the land, mourneth,
The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane, yea, in my house I have found their wickedness, saith the Lord. For wherefore their way shall be unto them as a slippery ways in the darkness, and they shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. Well, in the first part is, and throughout is talking about will be unto the, you know, the pastors that scatter the sheep of his pasture. The Lord has his people that the shepherds are supposed to be covering and supposed to be guiding and leading into the way of the Lord, into the way of truth, into the narrow way. And they're, instead of them leading them, they're scattering them, separating them away from his word and his way. So like if a teacher has a classroom and she says, okay, class, it's time to get up. I'm giving you instructions. We're in the class right now. I've taught you, and I'm going to continue teaching you. But now is the time that we leave in the classroom. We're going to walk down the hallway. We have to go to the lunchroom, okay? I want you to get in a single file line, and then, you know, we're going to walk out. Classroom, class has been given instruction. So they walk out, and she's leading or he's leading and guiding them in that straight path, you know. So other people that are coming down the hallway won't be running into them, and we can get to our destination safely and correctly. So if you have a shepherd, someone that's watching, guiding the teacher, speaking of the teacher, and they're scattering, you know, you have someone on the left side of the hallway, someone on the right side of the hallway, some uptown, some up the hall, some down the hall. They're north, south, east, west, and but they're trying to get to the same destination. How is that? When the teacher has been given a book, an instruction, the Bible, and then they're leading the people in a scattered way, scattering them, really, against what the instructions that they have been given, whether that be the teacher, through what she's been or he's been instructed through school, through his manual. In this case, the pastor's manual is the Bible. So it says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter. Destroying. Someone that's messing up, that's deterring, that's, you know, that's kind of demolishing. You have a building that you've been given, a structure, a layout, a foundation to build the house of God, to build the people of God, to lead them to their destination, which is heaven. Should be. That's what it is. And then you have the building, you're destroying it. You put it in for a demolition. The bricks are being scattered over here, there, you know. When the truck comes through, it's going to demolish. It's not going to stand. So woe be to the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastures, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, his people, his chosen, and against the pastures that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock. And when it says woe, that's a clear sign that he is not pleased. He is correcting. He is rebuking. You know, that's what the pastors are to do. The Bible says to preach, and it says to we're to preach. Your pastor, you preach. You rebuke. You've been called to exhort all long suffering and doctrine. You got to prove what is acceptable unto God. So he calls his preachers and, you know, people that are proclaiming his word to be instant, okay, to preach. And, you know, it's not about being lazy, but you've been called. How can you have a preacher that's lazy, someone that's leading the people, but they don't want to do the job? You said you've been called to do the job, but you don't want to do the job. It's a job that's 24/7. It's a job that you're praying day in and day out. When you get up, you have Jesus on your mind. When you go to bed, you have Jesus on your mind throughout the day. That's what he's calling for, because that's how you're going to be able to effectively lead his people in anointing. You're not going to be able to lead the people of God if you're not anointed, if you're not set aside, called for his purpose. So and if you are in the faith, that's what he's calling for. It says man ought to always pray. So it's continuous. This is to pray without ceasing. That's what the Bible says, to pray without ceasing. So it's what you build up. It's a crucifying of the flesh, and it's building up, you know, your inner man, spirit of God, which is going to lead you, although you are in a physical body, in the earth, you're building up the spirit, you're praying. The devil's going to come in and get in your thoughts, try to get in your thoughts and your minds, because he's the prince of the powers of the air. That's where he lurks and tries to deal in the airways and the things and the people that you see around. So that's going to be constantly going on day to day. Even minute to minute, hour to hour, because that's where he operates, and that's where he gets to deceive people, you know, in their minds, and things that comes up. People talk to you and present to you in your mind. Your mind, soul, says here, for those pastors, people that are leading this particular scripture, which we have right here in Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, which is in the Old Testament. We believe the New and the Old Testament, the Old Testament and the New. It says, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the people that feed against the pastors that feed my people. Okay, so feeding the people from the pastor's perspective is to feed them with the word. The Bible says to give us our daily bread. Also, you pick up your word and read it daily anyway. And says, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Again, I'm not repeating just to repeat, but I'm driving a point against the pastors that feed my people. You're feeding them with the word. The shepherd out in the field feeding the sheep physical food. The Bible often, you know, especially in the New Testament, even in Old, there's some parables that you know, is a earthly story with a heavenly meaning. or things that are depicted as metaphors and things like that that comes forth that has a direct meaning in it. So here we say what the word says. It says, "You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them." Okay. Your pastor, and you have sheep out there. You're not correcting them. You're not leading them in the line. Some was out, might not visit them, they're sick. That can be even literal. It says, behold, you're saying woe to these pastors that are doing these things. You're scattering, you're not visiting them, you're destroying them. But that's what the first part says. Pastors will be unto the pastors that destroy, demolish. You're demolishing their cause and their, we're called to God. That's what we're here to worship the Lord, to follow his way. Although you might not realize it in the beginning, you come to the knowledge of the faith and you discover what is your purpose through the word of God. It says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastors, said the Lord. Okay, and this word is for, you know, the Jews, his people, God's people, and the Gentiles, and even literally, he came unto his own, and they received him not. Even the Gentiles, the Jews and the Gentiles, those that are of it and not. The word of God is for everyone, everybody that hears the word of God and that will be submitted to his call, his purpose, and the word of God is based on faith. You have to have faith and believe and trust in him. So these pastors, getting back to this, behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. Okay? It says, I will give the remnant of my flock out of all countries. He has people in the United States. He has people in Canada. He has people in Europe. He has people all over the world. He has people in South America. He has people all over the world, all over the world, Asia. He has people that he's calling out for, you know, his purpose and his plan. His sheep. His sheep are in all over the world. God's people. And says, and will I bring them again to their foes? And they shall be fruitful and increase. Okay. So, even as you're separate and, you know, you're leading the people. And this is particular scripture is for woe be to the pastors that scatter and destroy. So in this context, the people that are scattering the sheep, if you have some over here and over there and everywhere like that, and purposefully you destroy and scatter them and send them not in a single file line, but scatter them abroad everywhere. This says that, behold, he will visit you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. But again, all these people are going to come together. He's going to bring them again to their fold. Okay? The Bible says in John 10, it talks about he has other sheep who are not of this fold, and must he also bring his own. Even if you are of a certain origin, you might not live in America. You might not live in Canada. You might be in Asia. You might not live in, someone else might live in, not live in Asia, they're in Europe. wherever you are, he's going to bring his people, all the people that are following his way, back together. Whether you're in a church in Korea somewhere and you're led by some pastor that scattered the people and led them off out of the way that God has for them. They had a pure and sincere heart as being a sheep, but the pastor had a deceitful heart, and he destroyed them and scattered them. God is going to visit to them, that pastor, the evil of their doings, their wicked ways, but his people are coming together, his fold, people that truly love God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to call them back to his fold, to their fold. And it says, they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. So if you had a pastor that was leading you astray, he's going to bring you back into the fold, and you're going to have a shepherd who shall feed you. And then you're not going to be this, they shall not fear. You're not going to fear from being thrown out, scattered. Because if you have no guidance over you, you've been led. Say, for instance, someone been led to the Lord and they don't have anybody to teach them how to lead them in the way. You read your Bible. You have the Bible. This is the basic instructions before leaving the earth. And God is also, you know, have some preachers and people in the world, in this earth, that are going to help you. Is going to be able to shepherd over you and to lead you in this journey. Yes. So this is a clear instruction and clear acknowledgement of that. Okay? And he said, and he will set up. I will set up. Speaking of the Lord. So he's going to set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. You're going to give you the word. Be able to call them. You can probably be able to talk to them. You will be able to. And you won't have to fear, because he has some people that are leading you and shepherding you. And you will not be dismayed. Neither shall there be any lacking. Day of the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise up, raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Think about all the kings in the Bible that God had set up to reign and to rule over the people, to execute what God had said in his judgment, his laws, and to facilitate his justice in righteousness in the earth. Okay? In his day, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. No fear. You're going to dwell safely and be saved. And this in his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord, our righteousness. He's our righteousness. He's our truth. He's not our false. He is God. In verse 7, therefore, behold, the days come, of the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up, and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries whither I had driven them. And they shall dwell there in their own land. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones are shaken. I'm like a drunk man and like a man who wine has overcome because of the Lord and because of the word of his holiness. So the word of the Lord is powerful and it overcomes you, you know, when your heart is broken before him and he's, you know, you're shaking in the word of God, like you, his spirit is over you, on you, and in you. And it's like, you know, like a drunk man, you know, you're overcome. You know, the drunk man might be overcome with things that he wouldn't normally do, in case you're overcome with things that you might wouldn't even known to do, but God, his spirit is leading you in this sense. And that's your broken state, your state of being broken, of not being, you know, of a stony heart, but he's, you know, making out a heart of flesh that you can be molded, and his point of shaking you and awakening you. So the description, and it's being described as, you know, like a drunk man who has been overcome. But because the Lord has given you his holiness, his holy word, that's what it says, because of the words of his holiness gets inside of you. For the land is full of adulterers, and because of swearing, the land mourneth. He doesn't want us to swear. He doesn't want us to be adulterers, to commit adultery, and to, you know, because this is, you know, what is permeating in the world today. And is grieving his heart. He don't want you to swear. He don't want you to be profane. He wants you to be holiness, because of what his word is said right up here in the previous clause before this particular verse. Because of the swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Those places that were pleasant are now dried up. And their course is evil. And the force, their force, is not right. The force, the power that's driving them. The devil has power, but God has all power. But the force that's driving those people that are scattering his sheep, that are adulterers, that are swearing, all of that evil, the force, their force, is not right. One that's driving them. But if you're led of God, then you are right. But in this case, the pastors that are scattering the sheep of his flock are not right. So they're evil. And I'm not right. And it says right here in the next verse, it says, which is the 11th verse, the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah. For both prophet and priest are profane. the ones that are speaking the prophetic, in this case, the pathetic, those ones that are leading people astray, and even today, those that are calling themselves prophets, the false ones that I'm speaking about, that are calling themselves prophets, profiting for money, operating what they call the prophetic, speaking of things to come and things like that, money-wise, is pathetic. And the preachers, the priests that are in those places, those synagogues, those many of the churches today, because this is a comparison to that. This is what the scripture is talking about. You know, you have those different ones that you see up there. To give you some perspective, some even like T.D. Jakes, who's in this case would be considered a priest or a shepherd. And then you have those like Brian Carn or someone who's considered a prophet. Or there's a guy named Prophet Love, who's considered a prophet, but, you know, these are false prophets according to the word right here. I believe that's comparison to that, the scripture, what it's speaking of today in this modern time age, that are, because oftentimes the pastor of the church gets a prophet to come in to raise money to tell you things so we get you all hyped up. Oh, you're going to have money in 10 days. Just turn around 3 or 4 times and say, I have money coming in my bank account in 7 days or something like that. And then you're going to have it. So those, this is what this scripture says for both prophet and priest. The prophet and the priests are profane, yea, in my house, which is they calling you come into their house to, just to speak fortune telling. The prophet is going to tell you things futuristically to come as far as your bank numbers, and is going to escalate. And some of them will tell you your bank number, bank account number that they ask you to write down on, you know, on a card in the back, or someone's feeding them through device. I did many videos. If you, some of you may have known that a lot of that it does happen. So, right here, sorry, for both prophet and priest are profane, yea, in my house have I found their wickedness. So in his house, is God's house, he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. So it's letting you know when God's house is called for a purpose, call the priest, the word of God in there. He taught in the synagogue. House of God is called a place that you can come in and should be able to pray. My house shall be called the house of prayer. That's what his house is called. So why are you doing other things that are not of him in there? For I have found wickedness, found their wickedness, saith the Lord. So he came there and found wickedness in there, found you not doing what's leading them in a single file line, but it's scattering and destroying them, which is money. This is for the love of money is the root of all evil. For it talks about for they have that love is being permeated. The love of money is the root of all evil, for which have covered after they have pierced themselves with sorrows, many sorrows. This money is what's pinching them and which is piercing their side. They can't get up. You know, you have a craving so much. It's, you know, if you have a craving or something that you really want, you know, trying to go after it. But it's piercing you in your side, causing great pain after you go on after it and you forgot about your true purpose, which is supposed to be Christ. It's driving you out and it's piercing you with many great sorrows. You see many people that have a lot of money, they don't, some that have a lot of money and they trying to figure they can buy their way out of pain, buy their way out of, you know, out of whatever life situations or depressions or whatever is going on in their mind. They think they can buy it out. They can buy out of that, buy themselves away from dealing with that, and it's not so. So, and they pierce themselves with many great sorrows. Because of that love, get back to this. It says, so when the Lord found wickedness and he came in, he turned over the chambers and the things that were going on. He turned it over because he knew that his house was not supposed to be like that. His house is called the house of prayer. So they were selling things. This is the scripture right here is connected with that. Scripture. So he found their wickedness, and it says next verse right here, wherefore their way shall be unto them as a slippery ways and in darkness. They're not operating in the light. Jesus said that we're called to be salt and light in the earth, representing him, found in Matthew. I believe it's in Matthew's the 5th chapter. Where it talks about that we're to be salt, we're the salt of the salt, and that we need to be light. I believe it's in 5:13. Yeah, it is. Let me see. Yeah, it says, you're the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherefore shall it be salted? It's thence forth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot. So that's what the pastors are to be, salt and light in the earth, is not to be scattering people. It's to be preserving people, to keep people together in the word of God, to lead the ministry in single file line, is to say, so to speak. So, but the ones that are scattering the sheep, it says, wherefore their way shall be unto them as a slippery ways. In their darkness they shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen falling of Samaria. They prophesied Baal and caused my people, Israel, to err. This caused them to deviate and caused them to err. I've seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery, walk in lies, and they strengthen the hands of the evildoers. None do return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. So he's saying that, you know, a lot of these prophets are leading people to the point of no return, some of the prophets themselves, they've walking in adultery, lies, and scrimping in the hands of the evildoers. And just, you know, none of them return like they are to him, to the Lord, as Sodom and the inhabitants of Gomorrah, there of Gomorrah. So, place of no return. So, Sodom and Gomorrah represented great wickedness and debauchery and just the imaginations of the heart of man was just exceedingly wicked. And what's that scripture? Well, in Genesis, it talks about that repentant God that man was created, you know, that he created him. So it's saying that all this adultery, lies, sin, abomination, everything was so heightened of to no point of no return. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink water of gall from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness going forth into all the land. It's just not led one place, but they're spreading it, spreading like wildfire. One to the next, all over the city, all over the land, all over the town. It's in this scripture says going forth in all the land. Even when a preacher has something like, you know, they want to deviate, they said, okay, this scripture says to bring in to honor the Lord and psalms and hymns and making melodies in your heart unto the Lord. Okay, we don't longer want to do that. We think we want to bring in rock, funk, all this in. And that's destroying his word because it didn't say to include that. Scattering. So we're going to permeate that. We're going to put this on television and people are going to develop and see that the scripture in the Bible is no longer relevant. We're going to put, but it is, but that's what they're saying. That's what they're doing in their actions. They're saying that it's not relevant. So they're going to put in some secular artists and things like that is talking about living adultery and lies and sin. We're going to bring that so we can make it sell and bring more money in, and then people are going to follow that instead of following this way. They're going to look at what T.D. Jakes is to see as the manuscript and how they're supposed to live, and they're no longer reading their own Bibles. You can go in many places and say, oh, did you get that new T.D. Jakes book or that new Joel Osteen book or Joyce Meyer or someone? And people will live their life after that and no longer pick up the Bible. It's like a coach at a wrestling, your local wrestling in your high school. They might go to the wrestling or be on a wrestling team. And they said, okay, now the instructor is trying to train his students, the ones that sign up for wrestling, and he's going by a book that he's a manual, you know, that he has as a manual, an instruction book, and he's telling them how to do the moves and how to do whatever they need to do, or a basketball coach is trying to train the people on his team what to do, and he's going by the book. But the students are want to go by whatever they see on TV, or more so in the way the scripture, I'll let you know, teacher, instructor, has a book that he's been given by the school, by the division, to go by as far as training the students. And he don't want to go by that book anymore. He don't want to go by the instructions that are in that book that he's been given. He wants to go by the wrestling on TV. Go by the NBA or something, or he want to go by the NFL. He want to go by that instead of what he's been given by the school as far as the game. TV. This is the actual way that you should do it, the Bible. So people are going to look at what they see on TV, whoever's leading that way, versus what is in the Bible. So that's the same thing that's going on here. So it's just, therefore the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets of, behold, I will feed them wormwood, again, just recap, and make them drink the water of gold. And from the prophet of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. So they're speaking what they've been in their heart, but not, you know, what God has said in his word. The spirit and the word, they're going to agree. If you're in the right spirit, it's going to line up the same. So this is what this scripture is talking about. So I thank you for coming on, and we pray that you took in the scripture and this word today. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would touch and bless the people that have come on this blog talk to listen to the word and to seek your face. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, glorify people of called by and pray. Face in front of wicked way, they will hear from heaven, and you will forgive their sins and heal the land. We pray that you will heal the land and turn all of our hearts back to you in repentance, everyone, in the name of Jesus, walking in the way of truth. We love you. We glorify you. We praise you. Help us to surrender every day unto you, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord.
The word of God is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. I thank God for my son. He broke it down, you know. And even a child can understand. That's how the Lord wants us to come to him. There's a little children that come unto him, and he wants us to come so even the children could understand the word of God and gain strength and wisdom in this last hour. Thank God for all of my children, from the oldest to the youngest, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I thank God for you and you, the listener, on today. We pray here at the Ready Church that we'll say something to bless your life, to change your life, and to help you to get your eyesight back in the word of God so that you'll be able to stand. I mean, there are so many battles and tests that we're facing today. Only the word of God is going to be able to sustain us and keep us in these last and evil days. And we say thank you for listening to the Ready Church. God bless you. Ready Church.
My whole heart worship you. Lift my hands and give you praise. how I long to be in your presence. And with my whole